Hi, Brain Explorers! Welcome back to another fun adventure inside our amazing minds. I'm your host, Alma, and today we're talking about something we all love. Screens. You know, like your phone, your tablet, or your TV. We use screens for playing games, watching videos, or even for schoolwork. But here's the big question. Is screen time good or bad for us? Let's explore to find out. Okay, imagine this. You're playing your favorite video game, and suddenly your parents say, "Time to take a break." Oh, right? But why do they say that? Well, let's break it down. First, let's talk about the good things screens can do for us. Screens can be super fun, right? They let us learn new things like watching a video on how to make slime or helping you solve math problems with cool apps. There are also games that help us think, like puzzles or quizzes. Some screens, like when you're using them for school, help you get smarter. And during a video call, screens help us stay connected to people we love, like family or friends who live far away. Imagine if we couldn't use screens to talk to people when we're not together. Kind of tricky, right? But there's a catch. But just like how eating too much candy can give you a tummy ache, too much screen can be not so great for our bodies and minds. First of all, have you ever noticed your eyes feeling tired after staring at a screen for a long time? That's called eye strain. And it happens because your eyes need breaks too. If you stare at the screen for hours, it can make your eyes feel dry, sore, or tired. And what about moving your body? When we spend a lot of time on screens, we might forget to run around and play outside. Our bodies love to move, whether it's jumping, dancing, or playing sports. Too much sitting can make our muscles stiff and make us feel sluggish, which is a fancy word for tired and slow. Oh, and here's a fun fact. Did you know screens can mess with your sleep? If you use screens right before bedtime, it can make it harder for you to fall asleep. That's because screens give off something called blue light. This blue light tricks your brain into thinking it's daytime and when it's nighttime. So your brain says, "Wait, I'm not ready for bed yet." And you end up feeling awake when you shouldn't be sleepy. So, if you want to fall asleep easier, it's a good idea to put away your screens at least 1 hour before bedtime. Maybe you could read a book or listen to music instead. So, are screens good or bad? Well, the answer is both. It depends on how much time we spend on them and what we're using them for. Playing games or watching videos for a little while is okay, especially if you're learning something or having fun with friends. But spending too much time on screens can make you feel tired, lazy, and even maybe a little bit grumpy. That's why it's important to find a balance. Balance means doing a little bit of everything. You can enjoy some screen time, but also make sure to get outside, play with your friends, do something creative, drawing or building, and get plenty of sleep. Here's some fun tips to help balance your screen time. Take breaks. For every hour you spend on a screen, take 10 to 15 minutes break. Stretch your legs, get a snack, or go play outside. Set a timer. If you have trouble knowing when to stop, set a timer. When it goes off, it's time to switch to something else. Screen-free zones. Try having places where screens aren't allowed, like the dinner table or during family time. It helps you focus on talking to each other. Before bed, remember, no screens at least for 1 hour before bedtime. Your brain will thank you for it. So, brain explorers, the next time someone says it's time to put your screen away, remember that it's not because screens are bad, but because too much screen time can make us feel less awesome. The trick is finding the perfect balance using screens for learning and fun, but also making time for other cool activities that help your brain and body health. Thanks for joining me today. Now I want to challenge you. After this episode, take a break from your screens and do something fun, like drawing a picture or building a fort. I know you can do it. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and remember, your brain is amazing. So see you next time on Brain Explorers.